check out the Hip Hop Digest show. These guys are encyclopedias of knowledge about hip hop. You'll learn something. Learn something. Learn something. Learn something. Learn something. Learn something.
Right now, I don't know if it's a sound that actually kind of like represents or defines New York right now. Like, what sound is that? We don't know. Is it Bobby Shmurda in them? Is it French Montana in them? Is it ASAP in us? Is it Joey Badass in them? Is it Action Bronson? In them? What's the sound? It's not one sound, and I think that's kind of the dope thing about it now. 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 About it now.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
And of course, it's Lee Color. What's up, fellas?
What's good?
All right, here we go.
Another work week. Oh, damn. That's a hit.
I know. Nowadays, somebody will loot that shit.
Hell yeah.
That's what's good. Yo, let's get right in, yo. All right, here we go again for like, what is this, the third week in a row at least? Rhyme Fest to Spike Lee.
Sharik.
Support Chicago's filmmakers or don't come back to the city.
No fly zone, son?
A no wow. fly zone from Rhyme Fest.
Damn.
As well as Chance the Rapper continued his crusade against Spike Lee, along with a handful of other rappers from the city of Chicago. Spike Lee on that whole charac. So Rhyme Fest is issuing a no fly zone. Rhyme Fest also goes on to say Rhyme Fest claimed that many of the local people featured in Chirac are not happy about the movie. And he suggested that Jennifer Hudson was tricked in being in the film.
Damn.
The Oscar-winning songwriter also pointed out that Kanye West, Common, Chance the Rapper, etc., all declined to be in the film. Then he goes on to say Spike Lee needs to sit down and have a conversation with the people who are really trying to do work in Chicago. And said Spike needs, and says,
got it twisted.
Yeah, here we go. Spike needs to give $100,000 for film development for shorties in Chicago so they can tell their own story.
Wow.
And issued a challenge to him, or don't come back to Chicago, no fly zone. Shout out to Trick Trick and that whole thing, Detroit style.
Well, you know what?
Damn,
$100,000 is an expensive-ass iPhone, because you can make movies with iPhones these days.
Yeah, but you know what? That thing that gets it to me, and I already know, didn't Kanye West open up a fashion design school, some kind of DJ academy, some crazy shit like that, or drum machine academy?
We did have that discussion.
Yes, we did. He also goes on to say, would you make a satire about 9/11? Would you make a satire about the Paris attacks? Would you make a satire about San Bernardino? Ask Rhyme Fest. If it was anybody other than a black face who made this film, we'd be saying this is racist.
Wow.
You wouldn't let Quentin Tarantino make this type of film, so why did Spike Lee get a pass? Rhyme Fest is pissed.
Can I say Django?
Damn, B.
So Swervin, you gotta carry us because you actually seen Chirac.
I saw the film.
Okay. Give us an overview of it. Here we go. E. Color's critical thinking moment.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stick to E. Color because I can't fit them King Killer B shoes. But anyway, I did see the movie. I saw it on the second night. And I got to tell you off the break, if we're giving it like stars, like 5 out of 5 stars, I'll probably give it a good 3.5 to 4.
So you can give it, speaking of Chicago, Siskel and Ebert, you can give it the thumbs up?
Oh, it's definitely getting a thumbs up.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. There were possibly 2 scenes that were unnecessary, and I know I'm spoiling it, but Wesley Snipes was doing some fucked up acting. It was dumb.
Okay.
His character was dumb as shit.
That's real. That's real.
I'm just keeping it real, you know what I'm saying? But the movie, the premise of the movie, which obviously everybody knows, is withholding sex until niggas stop killing.
Right.
It was done very, very well. It was a very well done piece of art. It wasn't meant to be like a super serious movie. It wasn't meant to be a thugged out hood movie. It was just a very good piece of art that Spike Lee put together. And would I say it's his best? Probably not. But would I say that the movie was very good? yeah, it was very good, B. There was a whole lot going on in it, obviously. You know, a lot of stuff was going on. But when you break down, just break it down to the statistics that they were throwing out in that movie, the cinematography, the outfits, all of that stuff, it was fucking great. Even Samuel L. Jackson doing what he was doing was good in that shit, B.
Wow.
It was very fucking good.
Wow.
I was a little bit tripping when I left out because me and Shorty was in there and we came out and this kid was beside me, probably in his late 20s or something. He was like, man, they just took all our money. And I just had to stop myself because it wasn't the Hip Hop Digest at the movies. It was just me chilling, doing my thing. But I wanted to ask him, why did he not like that movie? What was so bad about the movie where you thought that they just took your money?
So can we hold that thought just for 1 second, though? Just for 1 second. Kurgi, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
And it's been on my mind a little bit. What does Rhymefest want other than $100,000? What does he want? Or the people who are criticizing Spike, what do they want? What kind of message did they want to get across? What do you think about that?
At this point, I don't know what the fuck they want. Because it's like they complain about everything. To me, it seems like they complain about every damn thing. Anything that he before the movie came out, they was complaining. Now that the movie's come out, they're complaining. And now they're just throwing wood on the fire. Talking about no fly zones and shit. Talking about, you know what I'm saying? How the fuck you gonna extort motherfuckers for $100,000? Talking about give money or else.
And another thing,
it's crazy.
Is if they were looking for a fucking kill 'em up, shoot 'em up movie, go make that shit. Just go get clips off the news. This wasn't that kind of movie. Yeah, there was some gunshots and some obvious situations taking place, but it was definitely not anywhere near Boys in the Hood or not even New Jack City or anything like that.
Right.
See, it was a movie. I'm just going to say it. If you don't want to hear what happened in this fucking part of the movie, just turn the shit down real quick for like
spoiler 10 seconds. Alert. Go ahead, go in.
The whole fucking movie, they rhyming.
Okay.
They rhyming. All the dialogue is in rhymes. The shit was dope. It caught me out there at first. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, I like that shit.
Okay.
It was dope. Right. Everybody's rhyming. The whole fucking movie. Everybody. What's the main black lady's name, the main black actress in America right now? I can't remember her name. I'm tripping right now because of some Lyme Reader or something, but everybody's dialogue was through rhyme. It was dope.
Okay, baby. Spike Lee. That's what's up.
Spike Lee, Rhyme Fest, Nick Cannon. Cause he didn't do no ghostwriting in that joint.
I mean, I don't know about that, but I'm just wondering. I'm kind of like Kurt G. At this point, I'm kind of wondering what sort of people were wanting, because I've seen some Chicago politicians who said that they were mad at the whole Chirac name. Okay, then obviously you got Rhymefest and other MCs with their grievance. I'm kind of thinking, okay, so being mad at the name, I get it.
I get that.
Okay, being mad at the film, okay, I get that. You know what I'm saying? You know, but still, what do you want? Or I should say again, you putting forth answers and shit, or wanting that simple?
I'm getting irritated.
Okay,
because I want to know why the fuck they're not out there getting at the people that is making this fucked up, ignorant music.
Now you're going down Hip Hop Digest lane. See, now you talking about grown folk saying anyone who sound like, look like, wanna be like Chief Keef, or anybody who look like or sound like or wanna be like Chief Keef, including them niggas that Common is fucking with. As I was shocked, because I'm thinking, oh, Common bringing them along. Kurt G, like, oh, nah, them niggas, you know, they on that very next record.
He got a record out called Fuck Spike Lee.
Yeah. Oh,
so it's like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
And the record is dumb as shit.
Oh, see. So I'm just saying, look, now you're taking it down the Hip Hop Digest road. Now, okay, if you ask me, I would have been started there. I'm starting at the music.
Starting at the biggest influence. This movie ain't influencing them in any way.
Right.
Not in any way. It's that drill music that they're influenced by.
So,
well, that is in the movie, but it's not Chief Keef and him. Trust me.
I'm just saying, Chief Keef is the poster boy for this whole shit. Okay? and all his crew and his posse, whoever the fuck else he get down with, they're just a poster boy for this shit. But where the adults, okay? Where the adults at? I don't hear everybody criticizing Spike Lee. He's like a big fat turkey. You know, it's easy to shoot him.
Yep. It's the music.
For the wrong reason.
It's the music. The music is what, not just influencing, but it's the music that's glorifying this shit.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Making this shit out to be niggas is going drive-by music type shit.
And the statistics are the statistics. Okay? Yep. The numbers are the numbers. What they say, Kurt G, all that numbers don't lie shit.
Yep.
I mean, come on, Dunn. I'm not saying, and I'm not even getting at those guys because, look, Baltimore, right up the street, the district, you know, where we live, you know what I mean? Philly, you know what I mean? We know about this. It's not like African-American communities across this country, L.A., you know what I mean? You know, Houston. They all know about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But until, again, adults in the room just start being honest. You know,
I'm trying to honestly understand why people are really, literally going at Spike Lee when
that's why I asked Kurt G the question. What do cats want? I just think that they're taking advantage. Just the way they say Spike Lee's taking advantage of that situation, I think they're doing it in reverse. Spike Lee is a big fat target and it's easy to hit him.
Well, I bet you they didn't see the movie.
Probably not.
And that's a problem in itself.
Indeed. No doubt. It reminds me of an interview I seen your boy Sean Coombs. He talked about for years, because he was so competitive in this hip-hop shit, he never saw Paid in Full. He never saw it. And he said he sat down one day at his crib and pulled up, man, watched it on Netflix and was like, damn, Dame Dash, this shit was crazy. He was a genius. But he was so competitive in the rap arena, you know, that he didn't ever see Paid in Full.
Wow.
You know, so, hey.
His loss.
Hey, well, I'm just saying. I'm thinking all these guys, Rhym Fest and anybody else who's getting down with him, ain't even seen the film. So, you're right. Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, I want to give a couple acknowledgments. I want to give an acknowledgment to Houston Socialite, who said that she can play the titty vinyl game, too. I actually love that cover. Thank you very much, Ma.
Titty vinyl.
Okay. So I'm going to bust out the rest of my game records. So more to come on that.
Bust out the rest of the titties.
Yeah, I'm going to bust out the rest of that. And there's some things on them games. Trust me when I tell
you. You can call it titties, T-I-D-D-Y, or T-I-T-T-I-E-S, however you choose.
Indeed.
Just don't forget the T's.
Right. I want to give a shout out to Cecil, who busted my ass on Twitter, said at Hip Hop Digest, you just be talking, pulled out Kev Brown on Title.
Yeah,
when I said last week or the week before, Kev Brown ain't on Title.
And he said, yeah, nigga, you don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Shut your motherfucking mouth, nigga.
So he busted my ass and shit, so I'll take that. You know what I mean? Shout out to Cecil. So certainly, and I hope Kev Brown is getting paid.
You hope he's getting a couple checks.
Hey, you know what? Hey, shout out to Cecil. I guess he's paying $20 a month, and I hope that's going towards Kev Brown, and I hope he's getting paid.
Wait a minute, ain't it $24 a month now?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The price did go up.
The price did go up. What did you say? The price on the brick
has gone up, nigga. Tax.
Oh, shit. All right. Next up, we'll go to Hip Hop Digest is Martin Scarelli. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
It doesn't even matter.
It sure don't. Skeletor.
So for those of you who don't know who Martin Scarelli is, he is the CEO hedge fund manager in 2015 who bought the, what did he buy? He bought this drug, okay, called Darphin. And it was like $13 a pill. It was an AIDS pill. We were people who got AIDS and shit. Helps them survive and everything. So it was $13 a pill. He raised the shit to, let's see, $700 a pill. That's a $5,500 markup. So
per pill.
Yeah. Well, I percent markup.
Extortion. God damn.
Yeah, so he took the AIDS pill and raised it from $13.50 to $7.50 per tablet. Okay. So
$750
per tablet. Okay. It was crazy outrage.
He's like, die, nigga, die.
Right. So,
Or pay.
So on social media, everybody's outraged. Everybody's calling him this, that, and the third or whatever. Look, Martin Scorsese, he's just coming off as just your average chicken shit white boy.
Damn.
He's making money. You know what I mean? He's making money out there. Okay?
Oh, he's not doing more than that. Yeah. He's raping motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you know what he do? What he do? He was like, he don't care about it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, people do this all the time. I'm getting guap.
You did say hedge fund manager, though.
Yeah, he was a hedge fund.
He's used to that game.
Right, exactly. So anyway, so Martin Scorsese turns out to be the gentleman who bought the secret Wu-Tang album. That news is out there already. People already know it as of recording time. So he buys the album. So now all of a sudden he's hip-hop. All of a sudden now he's rap. I see his name on every Dick Rod blog. You know what I mean? People like, yo, $2 million for one CD, RZA that man. You know, there's criticism for RZA on how he's handling that business, but that's later. Okay, we'll wait till the details come out. And then so now, in his curious rap adventure, he jumps into the Bobby Shmurda saga.
That sounds like an album title.
You know what I mean?
The Curious Rap Adventures of Bobby Shmurda.
Right. So he jumps into all of that. He said, this is Martin Scorsese, said, I'm going to post Bobby Shmurda's $2 million bail. And he goes on to say,
Bobby will be like, thank you.
We're actually in discussion on the bailout Bobby Shmurda. Forget whether you think he's guilty or not. The guy shouldn't be sitting in jail right now. He's insane. He's from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn. He deserves a fair trial. He deserves good lawyers. Okay?
Bobby, bitch.
He said, I'm on a conference call tomorrow. I'm going to show up with the $2 million bail money. No fucking problem. He's not going to flee the country. I'm not going to lose anything. Let's see if we can make that happen. I'm working on it right now. So Bobby Shmurda's sitting in jail like, damn, who's this motherfucker coming to my rescue?
I'll take it.
Okay. No, who? He's just a chicken shit who got money, but I digress. I digress. So a funny thing happened along the way. He turns into a rapper's hero, you know, fronting bail money. You know, we get rappers out of jail and shit, that type of shit. Martin Scorsese himself.
Bail bond company. We get rappers out of jail.
Martin Scorsese himself, as of Thursday morning, guess what happened? He was arrested on fraud charges and securities fraud himself.
He tried to bail out the wrong motherfucker. He wasn't having it.
The wrong nigga to fuck with.
So he got popped. So he got popped on securities fraud. Okay, he might be sitting next to Bobby, but he won't be because guess what? He took the money. Probably he was going to get Shmurda out. The guy that got himself out. He got released on $5 million bond.
Sorry, Bobby.
The government says Scorsese engaged in multiple schemes to ensnare investors through a web of lies and deceit. Talking about his efforts to conceal the fraud, which led him to operate his companies as a Ponzi scheme.
Damn, that sounds like the Boiler Room.
Yo, I know, right?
You know what I'm saying?
That's a great movie if you ain't seen it.
Yeah, I love that movie.
So anyway, so that's your man, Scorsese. So I'm just saying, you just have this whole thing. You got a cat like him who, you know, boy, I hate to be him when it's time to meet your maker and you got to explain to the God Almighty, why you was getting over
he
on
don't
people.
Give a fuck about that.
Oh, okay, yeah, he will.
He's living right now.
He
exactly.
Will.
He ain't got to wait until the afterlife to live, Flores.
That's right, goddammit. I'm living now.
So anyway, then he's talking about getting Shmurda out, and then all of a sudden he's on rap blogs left and right and shit. Hip Hop DX got exclusive interviews and shit. And then next thing you know, he's popped on securities and fraud charges himself.
He started putting himself on the radar, my nigga.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, I guess to me, when I look at that whole rap media landscape and the way they covering this shit, I mean, he's just a guy that's in the news for doing some foul shit with an AIDS drug. And then all of a sudden,
Ponzi scheme shit.
Right. But all of a sudden, he talking about getting Bobby Shmurda out of jail. Then all of a sudden, you know, rap motherfuckers want to know about him. Yo, what's up with this guy?
Love him. He's like Santa Claus in the hood.
B, anybody, whoever it would have been to bought that Wu-Tang album would have piqued the interest of everybody anyway. Because it wasn't like this dude was us. You know what I'm saying? This dude was the holder of the AIDS pill, for lack of better, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It wasn't like he was unknown, but then I guess he just had this hidden thing for rap music. I'm saying rap music because it's weird to mix Bobby Some Murder and Wu-Tang. But
again, I don't know. It just shows you the shallowness to me of the culture. I mean, yeah, you know, he's a chicken shit, and he happens to be very wealthy, and he can buy that Wu album, and he only bought it to further his own egomaniacal shit he got going on with himself. So, I don't know.
B, what do you say about those zillionaires that buy a fucking piece of canvas with a piece of shit smeared on it?
You know what?
Because they can.
Okay.
That's how most people do things, because they can.
Right, because they can. And, you know what? I guess you're right. I guess in the art world, they're going to be like a salty prince just bought the, you know, very rare works of blah, 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 blah.
For $35
million. For $35 million.
Like, who the fuck was that?
Right. Now, how they living? They buying a piece of art for $35 million. How they living?
They living real swell.
You know, I don't really care about him buying that album. My curiosity is like, why the fuck would you all of a sudden want to get Bobby Some Murder out of jail?
Because again, now, because since you, because you
Claus
said it,
in the hood.
He bought the album, and now you got all the bad press from the regular media. But you got, oh, rap guys love me now. I bought the Wu album. He's looking around and shit. Oh, let me get Bobby Some Murder out of jail. He could have been got Bobby Some Murder out of jail.
Exactly.
You a star now. Caught the vapors.
Oh, goodness.
So no doubt. So no shouts out to your man. So indeed. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest. Nelly escapes felony charges in meth possession case. Nelly's lawyer said it a couple of months ago. He had predicted it. The felony charges against Nelly have been dropped. This comes after the Putnam County District Attorney admitted in court that the substance found on Nelly's bus wasn't actually methamphetamine. Nelly's not totally out of the woods. He was sentenced to 11 months and 29 days of probation after being charged with two misdemeanors. Nelly, better lawyers.
N-E-T-H-O-D.
Nelly, better lawyers, and we all learned that from Diddley, you
and
know,
Hove.
And Hove. Yeah. When you get better lawyers, you get better results.
Yes, indeed. So I mean, you know, can't hate on them. First of all, how did the cops? Well, I guess the cops ain't scientists, so
right.
They
see some shit. They automatically going niggas.
Well, you gotta math. Now. First of all, it's Putnam County, Tennessee. They're gonna get their name on the map. Oh, we just got a big name rapper. We just popped them. And he's got meth in his trunk.
Method Man? No, I'm just playing.
So, you know, they trying to get their name out there, too. You
Putnam
know what I mean?
County.
So, you know, you wouldn't catch me in Putnam County, Tennessee.
Damn,
just that name sounds crazy. Like, I don't want to be hanging from a tree or something.
So the names, you just put a whole county down.
Yo, and I'm sure the brothers, and I'm sure the brothers are putting him
putting
in
like,
county.
Come on, son. Damn,
like,
B.
Fuck King Killer.
We fuck with the Dodgers, but man, damn, B.
Well, then you let us know, then, Mr. and Miss Putnam County. You let us know.
Shit. Them brothers in Putnam County, Tennessee, would be honest and be like, yo, it is foul down here, though.
You ain't got to get your real name.
Exactly. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, salt and pepper on women in rap.
I'll take your man.
The baton has definitely been dropped. Both MCs, Salt and Pepper, say that they root for women to make it in the game. They said, and this is where it all starts to go downhill, besides Nicki Minaj and Iggy Azalea, they want to see more women represented in rap. Now, see, that's a problem.
Uh-oh.
That's a big problem.
Uh-oh.
Okay? The fact that Salt and Pepper only about and only care about...
I gotta stop you. Hold on. Because you keep talking about condiments, salt and pepper. Call them by their real name, B. Salt and Pepper.
Okay, whatever.
Pepper.
Damn.
Whatever. I'm just saying. The fact that they can only name Nicki Minaj and Iggy Azalea is a problem, which means to show you they're not really in the community. Because the first person I thought about was Rhapsody.
Yeah?
I was like, what's wrong with Rhapsody? Oh, I get it. She ain't big enough to be on even your radar. And
damn.
So, unless you're a huge star, you're not rhyming.
Whoa.
That's the game.
Remy Ma got a record. Huh? They couldn't mess with her.
B, I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know. We could probably, I'm sure Kurt G, who is the curator, could probably put together a nice little 10, 15 mixtape joints of women only.
I could.
But, but it's not on Salt and Pepper's radar. And so you got arguably, you know, when you say women in rap, one of the stalwarts, if you will, you know, Salt and Pepper.
There you go.
MC Light, you know, yeah. You know, Dana Owens.
Yeah, she's gone.
I thought you'd appreciate that. But you got those type of names out there as stalwarts, okay?
Yo-Yo.
You know, Yo-Yo. Mm. You know, Lauryn Hill. I know you don't like that.
People
that
shit, she didn't even say the brat, huh?
People that at least talk positive in the game.
Well, it ain't even about...
They had some positive shit with
it, to me, it ain't even about subject matter. To me, it's about the fact that the first people they can think of is Nicki Minaj and that... You know, ex Clifford chick.
They snatch the headlines, B. They're not into it anymore. This is just headlines.
That's all it is. And that's what I got a problem with. The fact that even their handler couldn't say, you know what, is this Rhapsody? Or even themselves. Because wouldn't it be thorough if they came out and was like, yo, Rhapsody is really nice?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't it be nice for Salt and Pepper to really give her a big up because she's really doing it?
That would be nice, but that ain't the headlines.
Damn, Kurt G, what's going on?
B, what's going on is that the females in rap is what it's all about right now. It ain't too many females that's really in hip-hop, period. Because the way the game is set up is a sexually based hip-hop now. It's what it's set up, and it's all about that Nicki Minaj type shit. That's all about showing off your ass and... talking about what you'll do and all that other bullshit, all the sexual talk, when before at least the chicks was at least talking about some type of substance in their rap.
I got
you. At least trying to be down at least a little bit with hip hop. Now the only thing they could think about is being sexual, and I'm gonna have to be dead ass honest. That's our fucking fault too, because Foxy Brown and Lil Kim came from our era. And they was the kings and leaders of that bullshit that Nicki and them are doing now.
Raunchy.
Exactly. And that's what made money then, and that's what making money now. So all these young girls and whoever else wants to try to get in the game and be rappers, not MCs, but rappers, want to be like Nicki Minaj or Iggy Azalea or whoever else you can throw out there.
Well, at least they didn't say that great rap star, Beyonce.
Oh, boy.
Push it. Push it real good. All right.
Make it rain.
All right. I'm going to leave it right there. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, leftover guns. Obviously, this is a topic from a couple of weeks ago. The whole gun talk was not, I ain't going to say heated, but we all had our own positions and we was not giving in. Now, B, I just did an informal survey. Maybe I'm wrong, but I found Diff and Cecil to kind of bolster your argument, Swerve.
You wasn't paying attention there. You need an independent investigator.
Okay, yeah, right. If you want to do that, that's fine.
This nigga just said two people.
Hey, B, that's all I saw.
All he saw was two.
I seen for him, I seen Catfish, I seen Jeremy is dope, as well as George J, and I'm going to read his letter, okay, on my end of the argument, okay? The governor, you know, when the governor speaks, we need to listen.
Oh, yeah, we got to put it out there when the governor talks.
The governor is like, as long as there's capitalism, there will always be a black market. And that goes for drugs, DVDs, you know, guns, et cetera, et cetera. And no system is perfect. But right now, the reality is it's too easy to get a gun legally. And not just handguns, hunting rifles, high-powered assault rifles, armor-piercing ammo, et cetera, et cetera. The fact is that there's more security in getting a driver's license than in purchasing a gun. That's a problem. By now, we all know that even if you're on a federal no-fly list, you could still get a gun. He said legislation isn't the sole answer, but the bottom line is that we got to get to the point where we're doing everything we can to ensure that firearms are purchased responsibly, and we're nowhere near that point now. And that's on my side because I never said anything about banning guns. I just said, just making sure the motherfuckers buy them get held to a higher standard. Fuck what a nigga doing on the street. Fuck what a nigga doing on the street. I'm talking about legal niggas.
May I ask you a question?
Go ahead, man.
So after we had that discussion, I went ahead and looked up to see approximately how many gun laws there are. And there are well over 2,000 gun laws.
B, check it out. Check this shit out, my nigga. Check this shit out. You, where you living at? Charlotte?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina. Take your ass down to the local farm store, okay? And try to buy some fucking fertilizer, my nigga. Okay?
I don't need it.
No, I'm just saying. Go down there and buy some fucking fertilizer, my nigga. And watch the amount of IDs and affidavits you got to sign to buy fucking fertilizer. Okay? Now, now, whether somebody broke in your crib and stole the fertilizer or you sold the fertilizer to somebody else, if that shit blows something up, they gonna come see you. That's just my analogy. Fertilizer, my nigga.
I hear you.
Fertilizer. And I don't care how many gun laws on the books. Don't matter. There could be double the amount of gun laws you talking about. What it is that it's not working to ensure people, to ensure the safety of people who not involved in that shit.
Well, because I know the NSA is listening, I don't know what the fuck you talking about, fertilizer or what it's used for. But,
exactly.
Shout out to the NSA. Look, they are our right friends down right down the block in Greenbelt, okay? Shout out to the NSA. Right, no doubt. So shout out to them. And they are listening, and we hope that they're
I hope they're fans.
Fans of the Digest, of course.
I only say that because we talking about guns, you mentioning fertilizer, like it's crazy shit. So I'm like, damn.
Check it out. So the fact that fertilizer got you shook, that same attitude should prevail with a gun purchase.
Well, it does. That's not all I'm saying. I'm not a, I mean, if I needed to go fertilize my lawn, I'm gonna go buy some shit. If I need a gun, if I want a gun, I'm gonna go buy a gun. I don't have a record, I can vote, all that shit, so I'm not worried about it. And I'm not selling a gun to anybody, so none of that shit worries me. None of it.
That's real.
The point of the matter is, I don't care if there's a million laws, there will still be illegal guns.
I agree.
And that was our point. That there's no stopping this shit. Oh, no matter how many laws you got, there's no stopping this.
And my point was, not now. See, this is for later on.
Even later on, there's no stopping it. You can't stop a motherfucker from getting a gun if they want one.
I don't know about
shit,
that.
Prohibition, they what the hell? Motherfuckers getting fucked up now, in the speakeasies.
Now, that's a good point. Prohibition.
They didn't give a fuck that alcohol was illegal. They was getting busy.
Yeah, shout out to Jeremy is dope.
One more thing is, if let them try to change the Second Amendment or whatever amendment it is, and try to take arms away.
They won't.
That'll be the proverbial slippery slope.
There you go. Civil war, my nigga.
They won't do it, and I'm not advocating that. What I'm advocating, and again, shout out to Jeremy is dope, who also wrote a very good letter. I'm only advocating is to get a motherfucker who's fucking with a gun. Like the way they got you fucked up with fertilizer. That's my point. Okay? That's my point. That's all
I'm
want.
I'm just going to Home Lowe's or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you're
not going to Billy Bob to get new fertilizer.
Hey, I'm just saying.
That already sounds wrong to me.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to Billy Bob to get it. Something's wrong already. Nigga, like you said, take your ass down to the local department store.
Hey, Billy Bob got a federal license to sell that fertilizer.
I don't give a fuck about Billy Bob. I'm going to the big box store.
Oh, and your big box store going to ask for ID.
That's okay, but I'm going to the big box store where they got cameras to see my ass getting it and doing what I'm supposed to do.
I'm just saying, nigga, you go buy the, like you talk about methamphetamines. Go try to buy some Sudafed without ID, my nigga.
Staring too much, B. I'm
just saying, my nigga.
Oh, yeah, they got that shit behind the counter.
Okay, you know why? Because niggas is getting fucked up off that shit. So,
damn.
All right, so here we go. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. Shout out to all those involved. As well, if you want to have an independent audit of the names who were on your side or my side, somebody can do that.
Oh, don't worry. I have the official records.
You say he's got
not slanted at all.
He's got the official records over there.
Exactly.
Next up, go to Hip Hop Digest is NWA officially announces 2016 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. I don't like it. I don't like it one damn bit.
You don't like it one bit?
I don't like it one damn bit. Because again, I just think they need to get away from this whole rock and roll. Just rename it the Music Hall of Fame.
Change the name.
Just change the name. okay? And I'm not player hating NWA. There's a few, you know, hip hop guys in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We've already named them on this show. But, you know, stop that. Stop it.
Well, whatever it's called, they are deserving of being in that Hall of Fame.
They're right. You're right. They are deserving of being in the Music Hall of Fame. Okay. NWA is at its worst rap music, and certainly at its best classic hip hop. When are we going to get our own?
Right.
We got a few niggas that's got money in the game.
And we've been saying that for
years.
8 years.
Yeah. A few niggas that's got money that could actually start this shit off.
Shaboy!
If you wanted to. But
take that.
But I ain't trying to be on no Rhyme Fest extortion shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to tell these niggas, y'all better give up $100,000 each to open up a hip hop Hall of Fame, or else y'all can't even call yourself hip hop no more, motherfuckers. Oh, so I ain't even going there.
You know what? And strangely enough, yo, your boy Questlove tried to something not like that, but similar, where he asked paid niggas to give, you know, a certain monetary prize to the legends. And them niggas like, wow. I ain't taking care of these old motherfuckers.
Wow, they off that old school NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it's like.
So, that's what's up. Indeed. And last but not least, Jada Kiss addresses the talk of New York hip-hop falling off. And Jada Kiss is like, are you crazy?
New York ain't falling off, motherfucker.
New York ain't falling off. You said many people look at... Jada Kiss is one of the greatest lyricists to rise from the East Coast. However, some of his state's New York-based brethren have suffered criticism for lack of younger rappers able to break out on a national level. Jada Kiss is talking, we got man crazy stars in New York. Y'all niggas just player hating.
Really?
I'm just saying, you know, Jada Kiss, he's not facing the facts. As long as you got New York City, Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, whatever, Yonkers, I don't give a fuck where you from, doing music, it sounds like Atlanta suburbs, in Atlanta, period, you're never going to be on top. I don't give a fuck who it is. You got New York City guys who have a rich heritage and legacy saying, fuck all that. I can't make money. I can't sell. I can't do anything. I'm going to Atlanta to record my album. Future's the executive producer.
Damn.
That's how we're going to get paid. Jada Kiss, please fall back. I know you're trying to region rep. You're region repping in the worst way, my nigga.
Metro Boomin on the track.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Give it up until New York City young guys can bring it back home, until they can turn inward. It's a wrap.
So they turn inward? No, I'm just playing. I like the Whopper. Fuck the Big Mac.
Oh, shit. And that's just the real truth of it. Until you get back until the boom bap, until you get back until just the straight up what the whole shit was founded on, you're never gonna.
Nah, it's just not gonna.
You're never gonna get that traction.
Right, I know.
I think the cat's out of the bag in New York, but that boom bap is happening all over the place.
It is
not centrally in New York.
Exactly, it's not at all. So if that's what Jada meant by saying that it's not falling off, then he's right.
I don't know if
hip-hop hasn't fallen off.
I don't know if he meant that when he, you know, no disrespect to A$AP Rocky, but I'm just saying, yo, he's doing joints with A$AP Rocky, and those guys musically are not New York City guys musically. They're New York City guys, but...
Right, they're from the city, but they don't sound like they're from the city.
No. So, all right. Kirk G, do we got it together?
I seen you winding down, so I said, let me go over here and get my shit before this bus hit my ass.
Kirk G, albums of the week.
Yes, sir. All right, this week we got A1 and Phonics, Knowledge of Self. And we got Kali and Digital Martyrs, Reblessed. Shout out to Kali for sending us that joint. He's a listener of the show.
All right.
And instrumental joint is Mike Decline and Ryan Stinson, Prairie Mouth.
All right. So, there we go. That's it. That's all.
This is our last real show of the year, fellas.
Yeah, and the last regular one. The next one is going to be the end of the year show.
All right, no doubt. So I guess we'll see you on the flip side then. I'm gone.
Down. Peace. One.
I'm just waiting for the gifts. Looked under the tree, saw a box with ribbons. Sat down on the floor, just got to ripping. The box was the right size, so it had to be. Yep. Turbo hopper with a rechargeable battery. A football, a Genesis, and two controllers. I'm about to call Dave, see if he can come over. Yo, Dave, what you got?
Man, Rob, I'm so excited. Got the new GT Dino, can't wait to go and ride it. Take it to the park and have all the girlies see me. Yo, did I tell you that I also got a TV? Dude, this is incredible. Really quite insane here. Since I got straight A's, Miles got me a Game Gear. Bro, this is cool. I'm all ready to ride away. So what are we waiting for? Let's go outside and play.
Okay.
Yeah, what?
The story's cool so far.
I know. It's dope, right?
What? The guys are getting all excited about it.
Get what you're trying to say.
Where the iPhones? Where the Wii's? Where the PS3's?
Man, this is
I'm telling the story. The story so far kind of sucks.
Hey, it's going to get good. Just sit back and listen.
All right.
We hit the park, all the kids is there, showing off their new toys and their winter gear. Riding bikes, playing football, having a blast, till I see JoJo coming up the Ave.
Now JoJo's the neighborhood bully, good at beating kids up and always taking what is cool. See, father's locked up and his mother's just a junkie. Every time you see him, he's looking wrong and smelling funky. Steady walking around with items that he ain't got no business with and bummed out because he don't ever get no Christmas gifts.
He asked us to play catch. Told us to go alone, then took the football and didn't come back. Now everybody's mad. I know that cat is tough, but we going after him. We done had enough. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go, man. Let's do this, man. You grab his legs. Finally,
Uncle K, your story's starting to get a little good, okay? I must admit, I didn't know where you're going at first, but I'm liking the whole inclusion of this douchebag.
What do you think this is, Resident Evil? Look, just let me tell the rest of the story.
All right.
and then we headed back to the block. Everybody's mad heated, wishing we could smash Jojo with a rock. Cause yo, he took the football and ruined our day. Times like these, I wish that I was moving away.
Man, we can go to my spot and play the Sega. But now Walter Beast, we can catch up with him later. So we game for hours. Mom made us cookies and punch, and I think she might be cooking some lunch.
Then we heard a knock on the door. It was Jojo, said that he was sorry and it won't happen no more. Explained that he was homeless and jealous of the things we had. His only Christmas wish was no longer being sad.
So we let him in and played together. Later on he told me that was by far his best Christmas ever. And you know what? He hit me the other day on Facebook to say happy holidays and show me how his place looked.
There you have it.
Uncle K.
What?
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You need to step your story game
up. You didn't like it?
You had me all excited. I thought there was going to be some epic showdown. And then they just wound up playing some old video game system together.
That wasn't the point.
And I could be on Facebook, Uncle K. You just said he had a Genesis.
Okay, you know.
Uncle K, come on.
That's not the moral of the story.
I know,
you even know what it is?
No,
what is it?
I was listening.
Okay, well tell me.
It's don't show anyone else your Christmas gift. I'm just kidding, Uncle K. I appreciate it. Okay, now I'll let you get back to working on Panacea stuff.
Panacea?
Christmas.
Oh boy, what is that? Is that reindeer on my roof? Ah, yes. Another year. Another time to spread family cheer. And as for you, my dear, take this, you trifling bitch! Oh, yes! Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we back one more time. Oh, it's the HOJ Christmas Jam. But when I say Christmas, I don't want to discriminate against any of our brothers of any other faith. So I just want to make this a happy holiday jam to each and every one of y'all, no matter where you're at. This is all love for all my people out there. Listen.
Yeah, check it. This is just for your info. My favorite Christmas, I got me a Nintendo. I used to play it with me and all my buddies. Then 10 weeks later, flunked out of social studies. Uh-oh, mama took that shit up out my room. Did me like Spirit of Truth, nigga, your ass is doomed. You can't play that Contra, you can't play that Excite Bike till you go and get your motherfucking grades right. Aight, but that was then, and things done changed. Nowadays, I'm kinda old, it just don't feel the same. Got two little boys, and I be having to buy them SpongeBob SquarePants and all this kind of shit that I know the niggas gonna tear up in a couple days.
You remember when the pop hat came out and niggas used to cheat? Niggas play track and field, and it'd always be that one nigga over your house. He wouldn't stomp on it, he'd be on his knees, hands and knees, gonna bang that shit out like that, goddamn. And then he had to jump the hurdles, he'd take his head and be like, boom, and he'd jump in, boom. And then your mama be downstairs and shit, be like, niggas, stop all that goddamn noise. What the fuck is you making all that noise and shit? And you remember when they came out with the power glove and nigga tried to play Mike Tyson punch out with that shit and got knocked the fuck out by Glass Joe because that shit ain't work? You be trying to throw left hooks and the ass be getting woo, 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 woo. That was the Christmas I love. That was the Christmas I remember. But when I say Christmas, I don't want to just, you know what I'm saying, level it down to Christmas. I want to talk about all the other holidays, you know what I'm saying? I want to talk about Hanukkah, with a C, you know what I'm saying? Hanukkah. To all my Jewish brothers and sisters, we can talk about Kwanzaa. To all my African brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you celebrate, everybody, I just want you to have a safe holiday. I want you to know, you know what I'm saying, coming in 2007, little brother, we'll be coming back. We got that mixtape coming, you know what I'm saying, with my man Mick Boogie. We got that Injustice for All. And then we got that Get Back coming, you know what I'm saying? We got that coming out in the record store. And in stores right now, we got that Somebody to Love. We got that Hall of Justice. Both of them is in stores right now. They make great stocking stuffers. So you can get them for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You can get them if you want to, if you ain't got them. We just want to send some holiday love, you know what I'm saying? Yo, this joint, you know what I'm saying? This joint make me feel like, nigga, I feel like one of the Temptations on this shit right now. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, the spirit of Otis Williams moves through me. I be singing Silent Night and shit, you know what I'm saying? Let's go!
Gonna hear those sleigh bells ringling, jing, 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 jing.
So good, Otis.
And it's that snowy weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
I don't think they heard you. Oh, come on.
Gonna hear those sleigh bells ringling, jing, 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 jing.
Young C is on the beat.
And it's that snowy weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Happy holidays, y'all.
Merry Christmas from Hall of Justice.
I think I'd be remiss in the middle of this holiday season if I didn't
try to at least shed a little bit of light on those who have not. So this one goes out to everybody who may not feel that you got the best Christmas coming. You're alive, it could be a lot worse. Soon as we finish off the turkey and the cranberry sauce, I'm off in the basement with Aunt Mary. Breaking out the box labeled Xmas. A 7-foot tree completes the checklist. Tree up, stocking stuff, now we ready. The warmth of the season always gets my heart heavy. Kinda feel emotional at this time of year. I know the holidays are supposed to bring all kind of cheer, but I wonder how the homeless is getting through them without presents or family to give them to them. And the orphans who I just spend fortunes on stuff we can't afford when they only get a portion. That's why I try to show some love, donate some time, sweaters, coats, and gloves, you know. Growing up, we ain't have a lot of dough. Borderline poor, but don't tell that to my mama, though. Single mother, cuz pop was never there, but she saved all year, so the tree was never bare. And I'm proud of her, know that I'm lucky, G. Pray to be half of the parent that she was to me. Taught me some valuable lessons, like if you're blessed, it's only right to be a blessing. And I'ma always remember, the season of giving doesn't start in December. This is my Christmas prayer, I hope it sees you in good health, it gets you there, yeah. Sometimes we forget you there, but the blessing is that we have gifts to share. I say again, this is my Christmas prayer, I hope it sees you in good health, it gets you there, yeah. Sometimes we forget you there, but the blessing is we always have gifts to share. To the students that I taught in Langhorne at Wood Services, who never had the option of good alternatives, products of poor parenting, mad abuse, and yet they wonder why you feel like you don't deserve to live. How serious is it? Some kids there go years without a parental visit, but yet they send you mad expensive presents, and you were traded law just to be within their presence. Some of them never going home again. I pray you never spend a holiday alone again. Gets me in a reflective mood. How would you live if you had no one you were special to? Some see it as a decoration and some lights, but I see it as a symbol of how to live your life. But why make a child if you can't take care of it? And what good is fortune if you ain't sharing it? The best gift is easy to see. It isn't in a box sitting under a tree. It's good in the winter and all year through. The greatest gift I have is you. The best gift I have is easy to see. It isn't in the box sitting under a tree. It's good in the winter and all year through. The greatest gift I have is you, for real. This is my Christmas prayer. I hope it sees you in good health, it gets you there, yeah. Sometimes we forget you there, but the blessing is that we have gifts to share. I say again, this is my Christmas prayer. I hope it sees you in good health, it gets you there, yeah. Sometimes we forget you there, but the blessing is we always have gifts to share.
Off. Mrs. Claus! Mrs. Claus, bring me my robe and my slippers! I gotta go!
Smell of pine trees in the air, sleigh bells are ringing. Toy stores are out of control and kids singing. That night before Christmas, dashing through the snow. Rudolph the reindeer, red nose that glow. It's all about the candy canes and Christmas lists. North Pole and that chubby jolly old Saint Nick. The little elves getting busy in Santa Workshop. And how gingerbread men keep their buttons on top. Wooden soldiers and chestnuts roasting like marshmallows. Goodfellas chocolate pudding pops and jellos. It's the gift, the cookies and milk on the mantle. The mistletoe that's set from the peppermint candles. That warm French vanilla mean coat with zippers. Bearskin robe dragging with Versace slippers. Around the fireplace we breathe. Shirts are short sleeve. We staying up all night on Christmas Eve.
It's the season for sharing. Season of the gift. Season for snow is December 25th. That time of the year we dress like Saint Nick. Stir whipped cream into that hot cup of quick. It's the season for sharing. Season of the gift. Season for snow is December 25th. That time of the year we surprise all the kids. Buy gifts for your loved ones and diamonds for your wish.
I see snowmen, snowflakes, cinnamon cakes, sisters and brothers sliding down garbage can covers, snowball fights, eggnog splashed with Hennessy. Bet Christmas is Christmas from New York to Tennessee.
the Kris Kringles, the jingling babies. All them late nights rapping gifts driving you crazy. And Jack Frost is outside freezing it up. Got the hood and the goose just to loosen you up. And all the homes is all lit with so many lights. See the trees through the windows lit it up at night. Gingerbread house pumping that jingle bell rock. And all the little bad kids get cold with their socks.
Ghost knows when you've been sleeping. And ghost knows when you are awake. And I know if you've been bad or good, so be good for old ghost face.
It's the season for sharing, season of the gift. Season for snow is December 25th. That time of the year we dress like St. Nick, stirring whipped cream into that hot cup real quick. It's the season for sharing, season of the gift. Season for snow is December 25th. That time of the year we surprise all the kids. Buy gifts for your loved ones and diamonds for your wins.
We made it. And to all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And to all a good night. Good night to all.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the mansion, not a bong was bubbling to induce lung expansion. Stockings were hanging from my chimney with care, from four naked women whose asses were bare.
Yeah.
Their children were nestled in their beds snuck so tight, while me and four women made pornos all night. Tired and drained and in need of a nap. While Santa's got kids, I got hot chicks on my lap. Out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter while we were comparing joints to see which one was fatter. I looked out the window to see a black limo, while a fat guy in red jumped out with two bimbos. Their breasts were glowing like four moons in the snow. Well, the fat guy yelled out, "Hey, don't look at my hose."
What?
I couldn't believe my eyes. I was confused and unclear. But if he's supposed to be Santa, where's his stinking reindeer? With my bag full of herb and my pocket so thick, I offered Santa a hit and said, "Come smoke some tar stick."
Yeah.
He looked at me funny with his chicks by his side and yelled, "Hey buddy, go f*** yourself, cause my name is Clyde." I said, "What a dick," with a bit of conviction. Well, I heard him say slowly, "Come lap dancer and vixen." This punk blew my cover, so now it's time to go. But I ain't mad, cause I still got you, ho ho ho.
Yo, ho, ho, Santa's in town,
pump it up.
Yeah, that's right, get old, Santa, pump it up, clean out your chimney or open up the window, Santa Claus is here to help you all throw your troubles away and to grant your wishes, maybe a new washer to do your dirty dishes. Some cash to help you pay your bills, or maybe a new lover for some holiday thrill. So break out the eggnog, don't forget to feed the dog. Here's a big turkey, don't eat that hog.
Pump it up, pump it up, pump, pump, pump it up, pump it up, pump, 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 pump.
So you say you're broke, you know I know that ain't no joke. But don't fret long, cause with Santa there's hope. No need to hide your troubles in a cloud of smoke. Besides, it never works and your mic just chokes. So just send me a letter, I'll make you feel better. Address it to the North Pole, I'll send a Gucci sweater. Or maybe you prefer limo and chauffeur, or a butler who says yes ma'am, yes sir. Diamonds, pearls, fila suits by the dozens. If you can't wear them all, get some to your cousins. And just to spread joy to little girls and boys, I'll pile up your tree to the top with toys. Thundercats, He-Man, G.I. Joe, Barbie dolls for the girls, grown-ups get mistletoe. So if you hear footsteps upon your roof, don't fret, it's just Santa with your new gold tooth. That is what you wanted, or was it a jag? Wait a minute, my friend, let me look in my bag. Here, and for you, a new gold watch. And for you, wait a minute, come back here, they stole my bag. Oh well, here, for you, I got a new box. But I tell you what I want you to do. Turn up this, turn up this, turn up this.